The Zookeeper's Cat, written by Sue Berendt, illustrated by Heloise O'Donoghue, translated by Emmanuel Guériné, accompanying audiobook narrated by Stéphane Cornicard. Nico, the zookeeper's cat, awoke from his nap. He often dreamed that he wasn't a lazy shah, but a completely different animal altogether. Nico liked visiting the animals at the zoo. On this particular day, the first animal he went to see was the slow elephant. Bonjour, slow elephant. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my trunk to give myself a shower, said l'éléphant lent.
I wish I had a trunk, said Nico.
Why?
Asked l'éléphant lent. I get fur in my mouth when I lick my coat, said Nico. L'éléphant lent sucked water up its trunk and sprayed Nico. But Nico, the lazy shah, just shrugged his shoulders and wandered off to see the tall giraffe. Bonjour, tall giraffe. What are you doing? Nico asked. I'm using my long neck to stretch up so I can nibble the freshest leaves on the tree, said la grande giraffe. I wish I had a long neck, said Nico. Why? Asked la grande giraffe. To reach the cat biscuits the zookeeper hides in the high cupboard, said Nico. You wouldn't be able to fit through your cat door, said la grande giraffe.
But Nico, le chat paresseux, just raised his eyebrows and wandered off to see the smelly rhinoceros.
Bonjour, smelly rhinoceros. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm using my horn to dig for water to drink, said le rhinoceros nauséabond.
I wish I had a horn, said Nico.
Pourquoi?
Asked le rhinoceros nauséabond. To open tins of chat food when the zookeeper's out, said Nico.
You'd poke yourself in the bum when you curled up in a ball to sleep, said le rhinoceros nauséabond. But Nico, le chat paresseux, just twitched his whiskers
and wandered off to see the happy chimpanzees. Bonjour, happy chimpanzee. What are you doing? Nico asked. I'm using my long arms to swing through the trees, said le chimpanzee heureux. I wish I had long arms, said Nico. Pourquoi? Asked le chimpanzee heureux. So I could give myself loads of pats when the zookeeper isn't at home to do it for me, said Nico. But you hiss at people who give you belly rubs, said le chimpanzee heureux.
But Nico, le chat paresseux, just licked his paw and wandered off to see the brave lion.
Bonjour, brave lion. What are you doing? Nico asked.
I'm fluffing up my mane, said le lion courageux.
I wish I had a mane, said Nico.
Pourquoi?
Asked le lion courageux. Nothing says king of les animaux like a mane, said Nico.
I have fleas in my mane, and sometimes bird nest in it, said le lion courageux.
But Nico, le chat paresseux, just wrinkled his nose and wandered off to see the clever eagle. Bonjour, clever aigle. What are you doing? Nico asked. I'm using my wings to fly around and look for food, said l'aigle intelligent. I wish I had wings, said Nico. Pourquoi? Asked l'aigle intelligent. To soar high into the sky and look down at the zookeeper working, said Nico. It gets cold up there in the clouds, said l'aigle intelligent. But Nico, le chat paresseux, just purred loudly and wandered off to see the beautiful flamingo. Bonjour, beautiful flamant rose. What are you doing? Nico asked. Using my long legs to keep my feathery body from getting wet, said le beau flamant rose. I wish I had long legs, said Nico. Pourquoi? Asked le beau flamant rose. To make it easier to look out of the zookeeper's window, said Nico. It would be more difficult to sit on the zookeeper's lap, said le beau flamant rose. But Nico, le chat paresseux, just stretched and thought about all the things les animaux had told him. And you know what? Nico still wanted a trunk like l'éléphant lent. He still wanted a long neck like la grande girafe. He still wanted a horn like le rhinocéros nauséabond. He still wanted a mane like le lion courageux. He still wanted long arms like le chimpanzé heureux. He still wanted wings like l'aigle intelligent. And he still wanted long legs like le beau flamant rose. So Nico rummaged in the zoo's skip until he found a hosepipe, rubber gloves, a broomstick, and all the other things he'd need to turn himself into a different animal altogether. Nico looked at himself in the zookeeper's mirror. He blinked. Then he shook himself and went to sleep in front of the warm fire. When the zookeeper came home, he tripped over the legs of le beau flamant rose, the wings of l'aigle intelligent, and the mane of le lion courageux. He slipped on the arms of le chimpanzé heureux, and the horn of le rhinocéros nauséabond poked him in the bum. And finally, he got all caught up in the trunk of l'éléphant lent. And Nico? He slept through the whole thing, just like any chat paresseux. Glossary: aigle, eagle. Animal, animal. Animaux, animals. Beau, beautiful, masculine. Bonjour, hello. Chat, cat. Chimpanzé, chimpanzee. Courageux, brave, masculine. Éléphant, elephant. Flamant rose, flamingo. Girafe, giraffe. Grande, tall, feminine. Heureux, happy, masculine. Intelligent, clever, masculine. La, the, feminine. Le, the, masculine. Les, the, plural. Lent, slow, masculine. Lion, lion. Chat, cat. Nauséabond, smelly, masculine. Paresseux, lazy, masculine. Pourquoi? Why? Rhinocéros, rhinoceros.
Activity book time.
I'm using my trunk to give myself a shower.
I'm using my long neck to stretch up so I can nibble the freshest leaves on the tree. I'm using my long arms to swing through the trees.
I'm using my horn to dig for water to drink. I'm fluffing up my mane.
I'm using my wings to fly round and look for food. I'm using my long legs to keep my feathery body from getting wet. I'm using my wings to fly around and look for food. I wish I had long legs.